morning. Let's ascend. Welcome to Tuesday, Commanding the Morning episode. We're going forward. Amen. Tuesday represents the principle of life. On this day, God reintroduced life and blessed the seed to produce more seed. Now, this day and this principle is very key. It's indicative of 2022. If you don't come into agreement with any other commanding the morning day or practice any of the other days, you need to do it with this one because it's the year that we're in. This means there is a multiplication anointing that follows. You see, this is the year of multiplication. This is the year of life, and we have already seen the threatening of life, in multiple streams, variations of it. We've seen it come and happen. We have not only seen threats, we've witnessed it again on many frontiers and affronts. More so than life and a multiplying, God expressed vibrancy through types and colors on this day. There was a coronation of majesty and splendor. So you see, it was important that we reflect on the majesty of Jesus this year, that we will continue to reflect on the majesty of Jesus this year. That's why I released the prophetic word for 2022, that we must see Jesus as the majestic one. His name is majestic, and understand what majesty is. We have the ability to coronate Jesus as the majestic one who reigns in splendor that should transcend to generations, to be expressed both to man and land, and not even just those two, but even to times and seasons and beyond. This is what David did as he commanded nature to praise God in Psalm 148. This is also what one psalmist meant as he stated, "The fields rejoice and the trees clap their hands to worship God." It is the seating of Jesus as chief governor, chief ruler over all. Life is rooted in He who gives life. Therefore, whatever is opposed to life must submit to the government of Jesus. Subject to discipline and reproof. In life, there are laws that causes more life. For example, plants take in the sun's light to use photosynthesis for its growth, in which it releases its fruit or uniqueness to the environment. The seeds that produce said plants can be reused, quote unquote, to perpetuate more life. This is known as the law of redemptive death. Why Jesus had to die for us, what He wrought, His inheritance from His death, life everlasting to those who believe in Him. That is the power of redemptive death, unless a seed dies. Come on. That's what John talks about. Dying, the redemptive death, not just dying just to die, but the reproduction of life. Some things to watch out for on this day. It's pretty heavy. It's pretty heavy, and we're seeing some of it happen in the natural. I'm not going to go over all of them. We want to watch out for blocked resources. Now, we addressed this. Doesn't mean we need to stop addressing it. We want those ports to open. We want to watch out for dread and the counterfeits of the Trinity. We want to watch out for religious spirits. We want to watch out for the old covenant mindset, the inability to father, the shedding of innocent blood, rationalism, fruitlessness, subtraction instead of multiplication, inability to discipline, and that's discipline, darkness, and evil, gateways to hell, and immoral laws. And remember, this is about enthroning Jesus of Nazareth. So if we don't take our place as we are supposed to, as the sons and daughters of God, enthroning Jesus, what do you think will be enthroned in his place? I'll give you a hint. Go to the end of the book and read Revelation chapter 2, right around the third church, and see what was being enthroned in that city for the third church. I think that's what's trying to happen right now. We don't want that. It is important, people of God, that we exalt Jesus, that we enthrone Jesus. Remember, I prophesied that worship is important this year. We take worship, praise and worship, for granted. We get annoyed and tired, and it's just routinized, and oh, a song, it's just a song. No, we must return back to the heart of worship. Oh God, that you would flood our entire beings, our spirit, souls, and bodies, that we would comprehend truly, every fiber of us, the importance of praise and worship, the importance of exaltation, of exuding you, of extolling you, of the beauty of who you are, Yeshua. And all this dark stuff, all the twisted stuff that comes against this day, that comes against life, that comes against your calling, your mission, John 10:10, to give life and life in abundance. You are the antidote. And how to get your antidote released is through our fragrance of worship. So Father, would you do it? Would you unlock us? Would you reactivate us? Bring us back to the heart of worship across the lands. Father, I'm asking even for a reorder, even in this day, that the seas, I just saw it, that the seas would even worship you. I'm seeing the sun in a distance, in the clouds, they would even worship their creator. Father, I speak to plant life, that the plant life would begin to generate and reproduce properly according to times and seasons. We call back and we have dominion over times and seasons. What has thwarted and what has disrupted plant life and seed life, and what has twisted these things and brought it to its end or death without reproduction, we command these things to cease and fall now in the name of Jesus, the name that is above all names and above all authority. All authority, known and unknown to us. And we speak according to John 10:10, the mission and the purpose of our Savior, of our Lord, of our Master, of our chief ruler and governor, Yeshua, life, 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 and life in abundance. We speak to the seed, multiply, regenerate, go back into the ground and produce your original, your origin, reproduce the genetic code that was spoken. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hey, voice activation, voice activation. We tap into the voice that spoke into you and over you on the third day of creation. The first days of creation, on that day, the third day, Tuesday, Elohim's voice spoke to you. Plant life, herb life, seed life. His voice spoke to you. Live. Come forth. Reproduce. Hear that voice. The sons and daughters align right now, and we speak with the authority and power of the Holy Spirit, and we align with heaven, and we say, live and reproduce in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, I take authority over this day. Father, every premature death, every death spirit, every curse of death in those two people of God are the highest ones. A death spirit and curses of death. Father God, we speak blessings. We speak blessings of life. We speak blessings of life. Blessings of life. Let blessings spew from our lips for each other, for one another. Let there not be curses. I break the curses off. Where there has been death spoken over our brothers, over lands, over nations, over days and times and seasons, over our lives, in the womb, where we have awakened in the nighttime, where we have awakened in the morning, where we said we ourselves have said, I hate my life. We have brought in a curse from dishonor. We repent right now, God, for that dishonor. And we say a curse entered from our own mouths because we didn't know what we were doing. Because we were too busy wallowing in pity. We were being ungrateful. And we brought in dishonor. And we opened that door for that serpent, for that dragon, Leviathan, to turn its heads and pay attention, to send its sons of pride to us to enter in. But I close that door and I say to the princess of pride, you shall not enter. You shall not enter. You shall not enter. We honor you, Yeshua. We honor you. And we honor our lives. We honor our lives. We honor our brothers. We honor our neighbors. We honor the nations. We honor what you're doing in this hour. We speak blessing. We speak blessing over leaders. We speak blessing over strangers. We speak blessing over those who we don't like sometimes. Blessings upon blessings upon blessings. We speak blessings upon people who have hurt and rejected us. We speak blessings in the name of Jesus. No more holding on to the grip and vices of death in us. We address it in us. First, we take dominion of the death caused in us. We root it out, 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 and we root it out. How can life and death coexist in one? How can he who has given life through the life-giving spirit, resurrection life flowing through our veins, resurrection power flowing through our, coursing through our very speech? How can they coexist? How can they be? They cannot, they cannot, they cannot, says the Lord. They cannot, they cannot, they cannot, says the Lord. Oh, come out, come out, come out and be separate, O mighty ones. Come out and be separate, my sons Hey, shotoroboko shi harabaka she. Horoboko shi tiarabaye she teroboko. Herabaka shi tiarabaye she teroboko shi. Heriarabaka she teroboko shi. And Father God, to every death spirit sent on assignment, to every shadow that has been casted, Lord God, I preach Jesus. I speak Jesus, and I say according to Psalm 23 that you are our shepherd. You are our shepherd. You keep us. You keep us. You keep us. You keep us, Jesus. You walk with us and you talk with us. You are our provider. You are our provider. You are constant. You are constant among us. You guide us. You are there in front, there on side, and behind us. You prepare an inviting atmosphere right there where you seat us in the presence of warfare, in the presence of chaos, in the midst of all the stuff of which we might fear, and you cause us to be at peace. You cause shalom around us, and you cause our enemies to see your protection. I declare Psalm 23 into this day right now, into the atmosphere right now. I speak it. Psalm 23, I seal the Lord is our shepherd in this day. In this day in the earth, in the name of Jesus. I want to close out by praying Psalm 21 from the Passion Translation, that God protects us, that God is a protector. I am praying this as individuals. I am praying this for nations, and I am especially praying this for spiritual warriors and for intercessors and for watchmen and seers in this hour, as these ones are going on the forefronts, as these ones are ascending and hearing and seeing and praying some heavy things, and there might be some spiritual attacks. But what I first want to say to you, be bold and courageous and do not fear, for the Lord your God is with you. He upholds your right hand. He will not allow you to slip and fall or cause you to stumble or miss a beat. You are protected. He is your shield and buckler. Hold up your shield. Hold it up. 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 Hold up your bloodstained banner. Hold it up. Hold it up. Hold it up. Decree and declare. Oh, Father, I decree and declare. Preke she toroboko shi. Everyone under the sound of my voice who listens to this. Herabaka shata roboko shi tiarabaye she. Everyone who is saved and sanctified and filled with Holy Spirit, who has accepted Yeshua as Lord and Savior, they are covered. They are covered. They are covered. They are covered in the blood of the Lamb. I plead the blood of Jesus, and I extend this covering to their families and to their sons and to their seed and to everything attached and associated with them in the name of Jesus. You are safe. And Father, I plead the blood. I plead your blood. I plead your blood over me as well. Psalm 121. I look up to the mountains and hills longing for God's help, but then I realize that our true help and protection is only from the Lord, our Creator who made the heavens and the earth. He will guard and guide me, never letting me stumble or fall. God is my keeper. He will never forget nor ignore me. He will never slumber nor sleep. He is the guardian God for his people, Israel, Ukraine, Russia, China, North Korea, United States of America, Hawaii, all the nations. Yahweh himself will watch over you. He's Australia, New Zealand. He's always at your side to shelter you safely in His peace. He's protecting you from all danger both day and night. He will keep you from every form of evil or calamity. As He continuously watches over you, you will be guarded by God Himself. You will be safe when you leave your home, and safely you will return. He will protect you now, and He'll protect you forevermore. I declare you are covered and safe. We speak life, life, life in abundance in the name of Jesus. And in closing, we speak the second mission statement of our Lord and Savior, Master Jesus, to destroy the works and the yoke of bondage of the enemy. As He was sent, so are we. We come against, in the name of Jesus, everything that is set out to steal, kill, and destroy, restrict and bind and curtail life and life in abundance. Blessings and shalom.